All right, Anthony Lacerdo, 2018 Small Block Super Modified Track Championship, all yours. How does that title sound to you, champion?
It's still surreal. I can't believe it. I can't thank all these guys enough. They put such a great race car under me every weekend, and Mark Castiglia, he built me this brand new race car, and like I said many times this year, we'd be sitting in the fourth turn without these guys, so I'm speechless. I can't believe we're the track champions.
What's a low point in the season for you? What, at any point, or was there a particular point that you sat back and said, I don't know about this. The track championship isn't really something that is obtainable at this point.
I think we took the lead on week three or four, and we never gave it back up. But last weekend with the Twin 20s, we had a 50-point lead going in, and the first feature, we broke the Panhard rod, and we were just terrible in the second feature, and Russ ended up closing the gap, and I think we came in tonight with a 25-point lead or something like that, and he closed the gap a little more in time trials and in the heat race, and I was getting a little nervous, but I knew he was starting third, I was starting fourth, and I just had to stick to his bumper, and it's exactly what we did, so.
Yeah, you knew that as long as you could keep him in sight that you were pretty much good to go, and you didn't need the 4C issue. Do you think you had a car that could have won tonight?
The first 9 or 10 laps before that first caution came out, I believe that we could have passed Russ and David, but after that caution and as the race went on, our car just tightened up, and I didn't know if Russ was going to make a move for the lead, or he was pushing pretty bad. He almost hit the wall a couple times, and I watched the scoreboard a little bit, and I seen no one was behind me, so I just gave them two a room, and I knew sitting in third place we were the track champs, so I was just riding it out.
Well, I don't say rough week, but kind of a bouncy week for you guys as a team this past week.
Yeah, last week it was terrible. We barely handicapped in the heat race, and like I said, we broke in the first feature, and we were just terrible in the second feature.
And then off-the-track issues, too.
Yeah, we had a little team shakeup this weekend. I don't really know what the deal was, and I don't want to start any rumors or anything, but I'm glad David got the win. I mean, he's had such a terrible season, and I knew he'd be starting on the front row, and that's a great car. I drove a Classic last year, and it's for being as old as it is and how many times it's been on the steel, it's still a great race car, and I'm very happy for David.
Mark said that he would like to come back next year with a two-car team. And if he doesn't run a super, he'd love to put you in the small block again. Maybe even both, I don't know. Would David make a great teammate for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and David, we grew up together, racing go-karts together. His dad and my dad have been best friends for probably 40 years, and I love seeing David in a great race car. Like I said, he had a terrible season, and me and Castiglia, we went and looked at a few supers, and we just never pulled the trigger, you know. We have a great thing going right now with this limited, and it's such a fast race car, we just wanted to focus on this, and I'm glad we did, because being a track champion is unbelievable.
And you grew up here, all around the track, out back, racing, beginning, came over here, immediately found some success, but pretty quickly you found some success. Now you're a track champion. Is it fully starting to sink in yet?
It's sinking in, and I'll tell you, I owe all my success to my dad, Dan Denny, Stu Fenske. They're some of the smartest guys at this racetrack, and we show it every weekend. Since we've come here in my rookie season when I was 14 years old, we've always been a pretty fast car, and all my success I owe to them guys. I can't thank them enough.
Finally, who else do you have to thank for your track championship?
Well, of course, Mark Castiglia, he put this amazing team together. We got two bad fast race cars right now, and Dan Denny, he built them. He's one hell of a guy. My dad and Stu, like I said, they're so smart. Zach, Cass, Ralph, Jared, my buddy Johnny, he's overseas right now. He's always been on our crew. I can't thank him enough. All my sponsors, we got JP Jewelers, CH Sealants, Castiglia Lawn Care, Cam's Pizzeria, Vapor J's, All Power Weather Equipment, and couldn't do it without them guys.
Well, what a classic win do to your season at this point.
Since I was 4 years old racing quarter midgets, we've always had terrible luck in the classics. I think I've been in 15 or 16 of them, and we've won one of them. So classic win would be awesome. It means just as much to me as a track championship. Classic's a huge deal to us.
Any guess on what the poll might be?
I've seen Russ run a few 18.5s this year, so I wouldn't be surprised if the track record gets broke. I don't know if we could break the track record. I think we could do a 5 or a low 6, but we'll see. I bet you the poll's an 18.5.